Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Matt the Cat back for another Friday Night Cat Fight. This is part two of surf music. Last week we did surf vocals, and this week it's all about surf instrumentals. Plus, you're going to get your chance to vote for the greatest surf instrumental of all time, baby. But before we take the words away, before we get speechless, let's have Al Casey introduce us to some of the artists we're going to be hearing on this week's show. Casey kicking us off, taking us on a surfing hootenanny. I'm Matt the Cat. This week it's all surf instrumentals here on the Friday Night Cat Fight. And coming up soon, you'll get to vote for your favorite surf instrumental of all time. We're going to hear a lot of varied songs this week. Of course, I'm going to play all the great surf classic instrumentals that you're used to hearing, but we're also going to have a couple of surprises as we go along, and I think this first tune is quite a surprise. If we trace the history of surf music back, of course, Dick Dale looms large. He claims to have started playing surf guitar in about 56 or 57, but of course we don't have him on record doing it till about 1961 with the classic Let's Go Trippin'. Well, I pulled this one out from 1960. It's not by Dick Dale, it's by another great instrumental group from Los Angeles. I'm talking about the Champs, baby. Of course, they scored big with Tequila in 1958. Well, here they are in 1960. This was originally issued on the Challenge label as the flip side to Too Much Tequila, one of their follow-up records to their Tequila smash. The flip side was 20,000 Leagues. And I'm going to say right here for the record that, in my opinion, this is the first surf instrumental. Here come the Champs and 20,000 Leagues.
We'll be right back.
It's Surf Instrumentals this week on the world-famous Friday Night Catfight from June of 63, a big number two record from the Surfaris, the classic Wipeout. And that'll be in contention for the greatest surf instrumental of all time. You'll get to vote for that at the end of the program. Before that, Dick Dale and the Deltones, 1961, Let's Go Trippin', cited as many as being the first surf instrumental. I don't know about that. I'm still going with 20,000 Leagues by the Champs. Before Let's Go Trippin', we heard Bustin' Surfboards from the Tornadoes, 1962. They were from Redlands, California, and Bustin' Surfboards hit number 102, just bubbling under the Billboard Hot 100 chart. But they ran into some difficult times when, later that year, the British group The Tornadoes hit number one in the USA with Telstar, that great instrumental. So now our California Tornadoes had to rename themselves the Hollywood Tornadoes. And they never had success again. But Bustin' Surfboards is a great tune. And of course, we kicked off the set with 20,000 Leagues by the Champs. I'm Matt the Cat. Let's continue on this great surf instrumentals with another surprise. This song first appeared earlier this year on the great Hippo Select compilation, Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell, The Chess Masters, 1960 to 66. This is everything he recorded from 1960 to 66, and includes a lot of great rare instrumentals, and this is one of them. Here's Chuck Berry doing Surfin' Steel, Cryin' Steel, from 1960. Again, before the surf movement, both culturally and musically, really got into full force, here's Chuck Berry naming his instrumental Surfin' Steel. It originally appeared on an album in 61, but still early in the movement. Kind of interesting. Here's the Shakespeare of rock and roll not saying anything on Surfin' Steel. It's the Friday Night Catfight. Oh,
Thank you.
Diamond Head, a top 70 record from 1965. For The Ventures, a group from Tacoma, Washington that inspired teenagers everywhere to grab an electric guitar, turn their reverb button up to 11, and go, baby, go! In fact, all of these songs inspired kids everywhere to pick up guitars. I mean, surf music is so uniquely American. And as I mentioned in last week's program, it really was a time capsule of about 1962 to about 1964. That's when it raged strong, especially out west. And some of the songs, like Pipeline by the Shantays, leaked over and made a huge splash on the Hot 100 chart. That hit number 4 in 1963. And the term pipeline means the curl of the wave right before it breaks, in surfing lingo. And that's what these guitar players were trying to do. They were trying to emulate the sound of surfing, the sounds they heard while surfing, trying to get those sounds with heavy reverb on their guitars. The Pipeline is also a surf spot on the north shore of Oahu, Hawaii, between Waimea Beach and Sunset Beach. Before that, the Astronauts with Baja, and we started off with a rare Chuck Berry instrumental called Surf and Steel from 1960. And now, here's another great surf instrumental up for contention in this week's Friday Night Catfight as the greatest surf instrumental of all time. We'll see what you prowlers think of this one, baby. 1962. Here comes Dick Dale and the Deltones back again with the classic Miserloo. Man, there's so many great surf instrumentals on this program. We can't put them all up for contention. So I'm going to choose just a handful of them, and you'll choose which one you dig the most. I'll also have a category for other. So if there's a surf song you really, really, really dig, and I don't put it on the Friday Night Catfight for contention, please click other, vote for other, and then on the comment section on the Friday Night Catfight page, post which song you truly dig the most. That was a fine one right there, The Lonely Ones with Surf Rider. Before that, a big top three record from 1963, late 63 in fact, from the Marquettes, Out of Limits. We also heard a surf song you don't hear enough, Mr. Rebel, from Eddie and the Showman. And we kicked off the set with Dick Dale and the Deltones and Miserloo. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, digging on surf instrumentals this week on the world-famous Friday Night Catfight. Up next, a group that appeared in the motion picture Bikini Beach. They hit the top 20 in 1964 with Penetration. Here are the Pyramids! We'll be right back.
It's sweeping the country. The new Dalton hit album, The Ventures Twist Party. That's right. Now you can get this great new Dalton album, The Ventures Twist Party, with the same outstanding driving guitar instrumentals that made their album Twist with the Ventures a smash hit. To make sure your next Twist Party is a success, you've got to have the exciting new Ventures Twist Party album with those driving beats, those solid rhythms, that famous makes you want to twist music. It's the greatest twist album ever by the sensational Ventures. You get a complete Twist Party all on one tremendous new Dalton album that you'll not want to miss. A total of 12 great twist tunes that'll make you want to cut loose and really move. Be sure to get this great new Dalton album, The Ventures Twist Party, in monaural or stereo. Get it right away. It's available wherever phonograph records are sold.
Ventures back again from 1960 this time, and a song that definitely could be a contender for the first surf instrumental, that's Walk, Don't Run. And some of you may wonder, why don't I have fellow Tacoma group The Wailers in on this program? And I thought about that heavily, but I really think The Wailers are more of a garage band and less of a surf band. Before that, The Bel-Airs with Mr. Moto. And we heard The Pyramids, a number 18 record from 63, and Penetration. We're nearing the end of the show, but we got time for this one. A group that was named after Link Wray's classic instrumental, Rumble. They call themselves The Rumblers. Here's Boss. The Marquettes hit number 31 in 1962 with that one, Surfer Stomp. And we heard The Amazing Boss by the Rumblers right before that. Now it's time to close up the show, baby. I'm going to give you 10 choices to vote for this week on the greatest surf instrumental of all time. We can't do every single record, but if there's one you really dig and I don't put it on the list, feel free to vote for other and then state what your other contender is on the comment section of the Friday Night Catfight page. Go back to FridayNightCatfight.com to make your vote. In contention for the greatest surf instrumental of all time, we have Let's Go Trippin', Dick Dale and the Deltones, Wipeout from the Safaris, Pipeline, the Shantays, Diamond Head from the Ventures, Miserloo, Dick Dale and the Deltones, Surf Rider from the Lonely Ones, Penetration, the Pyramids, Mr. Moto, the Bel Airs, Walk Don't Run, the Ventures, and Other. Hope you enjoyed this week's program. If so, let me know. Drop me an email at mattthecat@mattthecat.com or leave a comment on the Friday Night Catfight page, which is FridayNightCatfight.com. Gonna leave you with one final record. This song is from a guy who was truly a genius, Jack Nitzsche. He started his career producing alongside Phil Spector, and man, he created some amazing works. And this is one of them. Closing down the surf instrumental edition of the Friday Night Catfight Show, here's Jack Nitzsche with The Lonely Surfer. Surf's up and have a great 4th of July weekend and enjoy the all-American music we call surf music. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.